How important is it for this ownership group and the success of this franchise that they arrive here ahead of the NBA?
Oh, I think that's why the NHL was so interested in getting here in the last, especially 7 to 8 years. I mean, there's been a lot of flirtations. There have been owners that the NHL has said they're working with or talking with. They even came, Gary Bettman and Bill Daly even came to Seattle with one of those groups to meet with the mayor and the executive several years ago. And they're interested in it because they know that they believe that this would be a good winter sports town, a good hockey town, but also the idea of getting in here before the, I believe, inevitable return of the NBA, whether that's 3 years, 5 years or more down the road, just to get that ticket base built up, to get the corporate support, to get the suites sold. It's vitally important for the NHL to do that before the NBA gets here. If the roles were reversed, I think it's tougher for the National Hockey League team long term. They don't have the stain that the NBA has and the bad feelings that exist around the NBA with some folks in this town. It's going to be the new car smell. And if they're good out of the gate, if they're even average out of the gate, it's going to help them long term as well, as we've seen with the Sounders of Major League Soccer, who have been good from the start and made the playoffs from the start, have not had any dip in ticket interest and 40,000 fans a night. So it's important for the National Hockey League to get here before any other major winter sport.
Boy, that price increase on the buildings, incredible. Like, we're talking about $1.5 billion now when you add the $650 million for a franchise fee on top of the $850 million. We should say American here for our listeners. That's a lot of dough.
Yes, yes.
Now, is that entirely the same ownership group, the people that are building, or is there just common partners amongst, what is it, Oakview, and then, of course, the Seattle ownership group?
Yeah, common partners in Oakview. Live Nation is involved. David Bonderman's involved. Jerry Bruckheimer, to a lesser extent, on the arena side. So they have some major support from multiple partners. On the NHL side, it's primarily Bonderman, Bruckheimer, and there have been local investors that have been added, including Adrian Hanauer, who is the owner, majority owner of the Major League Soccer Sounders. So they have some significant support, and they say, hey, they're not going to the taxpayers asking for any other additional money here, as the increase continues to go in that direction in terms of the overall price tag of this arena. I mean, $600 million earlier this year is now $850 million. Wouldn't surprise me if that ultimate price tag, by the time all is said and done, and it looks like now the spring of 2021 mm-hmm. is going to be tops of $1 billion.